This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ali Sadiq in studio, plus Tyson and Accent. Coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Biker. But I'm not sure if this is a trend or if it's something that just started. But lately, I've been having a lot of requests by chicks for me to take a camera phone picture of my pork sword. Oh. And then they want me to send it to them. Oh. I swear to God they do. And even though my pager can do more than most cell phones, there ain't no camera in it. So I've had to rely on some friends or my mom fellas to do the snapshots. Come the last week alone, I've mailed out more headshots than Fonzie back in the 50s. Ask Scotty. And word's getting around. But not everyone is comfortable doing this for the first time. Man, I probably know more about building your own portfolio than anybody I know of. So here's a few tips from Donnie Baker if you're nervous, a first-timer, or a little puny in the pants. I mean, just because a woman wants to see it don't mean you're in. Mm-hmm. This is like a coin toss before overtime. You have to win, because this could be a deal-breaker. So plan ahead with your pictures. If you're less than 6 inches, choose a profile. I always look taller in my mugshots from the side. Now, Scotty, any cop would tell you the same. I swear to God they would. Plus, it just looks more badass because they get to see the chin. That's why they made Lincoln do it that way, is for the penny. Just make sure you don't get your belly button in the background, because women will do the math. Number two, use some props, man. Get one of them mini souvenir bats or mini helmets they give away at ball games. Use that for a backdrop or some kind of point of reference. Yeah. Girls won't believe you're packing a Louisville Slugger unless they can read the label. And remember, label up. Always. And go with the grain. Uh-huh. Or Coca-Cola's making little 6-ounce cans now, so it's easier to gauge the girth if you're posing next to a pounder. Either that or a mini Pringles can works good. They can't tell the difference, unless they have a protractor.
I see.
And never include any hands in the picture. That's a mistake, because some girls are smart. Every hand has a thumb. Everybody knows it. And women can price shop. So if they see your thumb and your drum are like neck and neck, it ain't going to be a keeper. I mean, you might get her to call back, but you're not making the scrapbook. Now, if you was born like me, you really don't need a cell phone. Oh. I just do this stuff for fun. Hell, I put stretch marks in blue jeans before so girls can see it with the naked eye. That's why when I wrestled and wore tights, my nickname used to be the smuggler. I swear to God it was. Even the ref used to brag that it took two headlocks to pin Donnie Baker. Uh-huh. He'd say it right to my opponent's face. So now I use props just for fun, to show off a little. My favorite is just laying it down on a road atlas. Oh. Hell, on a good day, I can cover four states. Out west, ask Scotty, drives girls crazy. Uh-huh. And I always include the key in the picture so they could calculate the miles of milk bone in their next one tank trip. I swear to God I do.
Donnie, who's been using a Sharpie on my road atlas? Somebody scribbled all over the Grand Canyon.
Shut up, Randy. You couldn't even cover Rhode Island's. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a special guest today. Here's Tom to tell us more.
Well, hello.
Hello. How are you?
You can tell.
Radio
we
on the
catch
air.
Catch you off guard.
Yeah. We're.
I don't know where that came from, but we're back now.
Our guest, Mr. Ali Sadiq. We are brothers in feet.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
We have the same kind of shoes on. He has the more flamboyant yellow. I have the reserved black.
What is the brightest color in your wardrobe?
It's like a light, light khaki, like a tan.
Yes, there's a. I do have a deep tan.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I can't pull off colors.
You used to. You had that great salmon shirt you wore all the time.
I love that shirt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice pink hat.
You have a pink hat on.
See, that offsets the otherwise bland wardrobe that I have.
It's not just your wardrobe. It's bland.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. What was your first DC. National television appearance? You remember?
First national. Comic View. We're going to say Comic View. It was national. Comic View. And then Def Jam.
Def Jam?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first joke?
Yeah.
On Def Jam?
Yeah.
Can you say it on the radio?
Nope.
There you go.
I've moved on to other jokes.
That's right.
And I'm still upset about this Audi thing. As soon as you mention Audi, I get mad about bags. It's just something about bags when you go somewhere and you can't get a bag and you shopping there. I'm just agitated about that. I haven't heard anything ever since she said, I've been over here mad. I'm like, I remember my experience. I go in there, I got a basket full of stuff, get to the thing, and the man's like, so how you going to get it out of here? Uh-huh. Like, y'all don't give bags? I bought all this stuff. Y'all don't give bags? It's like that's why I hate California. I hate California.
Yeah, you can't get a bag there without paying for it.
You can't get a bag to save your life.
That's right.
I bought $10,000 worth of stuff. And you still gonna charge me 10 cents for a bag? You insane. I'm never coming here again. and let me tell you, what you don't do is get upset and then try to take all your things out without a bag. It was a great idea until I got halfway down. She made a gallon of water. It gets really heavy once you gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow. You got cans. I dropped my toothpaste, and this lady said, you dropped your toothpaste? And I got mad. I just kicked it towards her.
Now,
tell me nothing, ma'am.
Let's head back to the sports page.
Well,
and
first
entertain
all,
Mr. Sadiq with some sporting
let's
news.
Let's hear from the time Mike Tyson visited the Bob and Tom show, and it was...
we're going back.
It was quite a while, but he and Tom, as expected, got into it, and it went a little something like this.
Don't hit me. That's all I'm asking. Oh,
okay. Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Kick his ass, Mike. Look, five minutes in, Mike called Tom a pussy. I am so pushing.
I know I have a list, he said pushing.
1-800, Tom's a pussy.
He said pushing.
Mike, I am a big pussy, believe me.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Mr. Tyson. We were talking about Ali Sadiq's hobby of boxing.
Yes. So and, Mike, of course, one of the greatest boxers ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I would box?
Who?
Sugar Ray.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Sugar Ray. I met Sugar Ray and I told him, I'm still mad at you about Hagler. Because Marvin Hagler is the greatest boxer to me. When they fought, it's like Sugar pulled some slick move where they was boxing, then at the last 10 seconds, you'll hear tack, tack, and he'll start patting him tack, 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 real quick, and then he'll move. I was like, I hated it. He was never hurt. This is how Marvin was looking at him when he started hitting him. He was like, yo, what are you doing? And he did, and he won. I can't.
Now, what is it, Jake Paul and Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
When is that coming up?
Middle of July, end of the July.
It'll be. Like I think it'll make huge numbers.
AT&T Stadium.
A lot of people watch because they want to see Jake Paul get the crap beaten.
Where the Cowboys play.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, they're going to stream it live on Netflix. That's right.
For free? We don't have to pay
for
it?
That's right. Well, if you pay for Netflix.
Well, yeah.
I think it'll be a big number.
Who's the undercard? Yeah.
I do not know. How about you and Sugar Ray?
I would love to be the undercard.
There you go.
Yeah. Start lobbying.
Let's start it. Let's start the bidding.
Yeah.
See what
I think you can get it done, Chip.
Oh, I might be.
I'll take you in the points. What else is happening in sports? I'm sure.
Let's see. Where were we? Oh, this is someone who's getting some internet traction, if you will. He is being told that he sounds just like Patrick Mahomes of the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. This is Jalen House of New Mexico, basketball player last night. His team won in his conference tournament. Here's Jalen. See what you guys think.
Amazing. This is my first tournament ever. I don't even know how to feel right now. I'm so excited, man. I really don't know how to feel. I'm so excited, man.
He does. He's got kind of a high voice.
I don't know if you caught it, but he's really very excited.
I bet he is.
He's got that high timbre, if you will.
Where are you from? Originally,
he plays for New Mexico, so as I understand the rules, you have to be from Taos, New Mexico.
Really?
It's Albuquerque, a lovely city. Both of them. There, yeah.
You have to be from there to play.
No,
I'm about to say,
why do people believe me?
I was going up like, is it a new rule?
You just have that aura. Everyone, yeah.
Ali, this
you.
Is the opposite of ESPN. There's nothing that we do. Serious.
Have you heard of Xavier Leggett, Ali? He's a wide receiver. He was in the NFL Combine. He turned heads, as they say. He ran a 4.3 40. He's like 6'2", 225. Reminds a lot of people of Randy Moss, right down to his accent.
Okay.
And the way he speaks, he's
so
from Mullins, South Carolina. This is his voice. Here we go.
Oh, man, I say the deep ball, man, but I really feel like any way that I get the ball in my hand, I could get it to that end zone.
That is beautiful. I think it's kind of a Forrest Gump-ish.
Oh, the deep ball.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making fun of the guy. I think he's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Ali, your thoughts? You've taken off your glasses.
This sounds like everybody that will knock you out. Like everybody who I've even seen knock somebody out style just like that. What I'm trying to say. I'm like, fight's over.
Fight's over.
Now, Ali, where did you grow up?
Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And you, of course, had to play for the University of Houston.
Texas Southern University.
Okay. Well, that's okay, too, I guess. Yeah.
We have a lot of colleges inside of Houston.
Houston's so. Number one right now. You got to be
number one.
What, Jamal Shedd? Or what's his name?
I don't know the
name.
I just know it's U of H. Okay. You just root it because that's not my team. So it's like.
What's your team?
Who's your team?
I don't have no college basketball team.
Oh, okay.
He's not a college basketball team. Texas Southern. I'm gonna support Texas Southern. That's the yard.
Okay.
And U of H. I'm gonna support there because the lady of the house went there.
Lady of the house.
Is that your wife?
Is that your wife? Like
the lady of the house. The lady that lives in my house.
If he meant wife, he would have said wife.
You said Jonathan, right?
Yeah. I think that I'm gonna cop that term.
Yes.
That's very handy. How do you say it again?
The lady that lives in my house.
You know what? I dare you to cop that term, Tom. I want to know how you saying that goes over.
It's going to be the lady that lives in my house that I'm not allowed to live in anymore. is I think the way that's going to play out, if you will.
I bought a new house.
So the lady that lives in your house went to
U of H.
What is their mascot, if you will?
Cougars.
Who's the Cougars?
Houston Cougars. It's Houston. Texas Southern. What are they? Jackrabbits? What are they?
Man, the Tigers.
Tigers.
Jackrabbits.
I'm sorry.
There seems to be a cat.
This is a cat country around here.
Cat country.
But Rice is down the street. They the owls.
All this
is in the same neighborhood.
Right, right.
This is in Third Ward in Texas.
I see. Did you attend college?
Yes.
He just said
briefly.
That.
Where?
Briefly. Texas Southern.
Texas Southern. Briefly.
Are you not listening?
He's a jackrabbit. No, I'm sorry. A tiger.
I didn't want to be presumptuous. Did you graduate college?
No.
Did you attend? Now,
he
let's go around the room. Chick McGee, did you attend college?
No. The Ohio State University still has well over $20,000 of my money.
You never even went to one class.
No, nope, did not attend.
Ace, did you attend?
All set, ready to go.
I was registered and was out some money.
Did you attend?
No, I did not.
Okay. Christy.
Semester.
There
and
you go.
And then I did.
Wow, you're the smartest person
yeah.
so far.
You're the big winner.
It's getting better.
And then I did take a couple classes here and there.
The answer. So, Ali, you're in good company.
No. You got to ask Josh because we're talking about yeah. universities. Yeah. And you count this, right?
Yeah. I do count Webster University as
a very nice university.
Webster. Named after that little fella on the TV.
Little fella on the TV. Please.
You will not the dictionary, but the little fella.
Yeah, yeah. I will not have you besmirch our dean, Emmanuel Lewis.
And the Websters weren't the jackrabbits or the tigers. They were the...
Gorlocks.
Gorlocks. Which is,
the Gorlocks.
It's real embarrassing.
What is a Gorlock?
It's a mythical creature.
It has a sword.
Yeah, it doesn't, but it should. It almost does, yeah.
It's, did you have athletic teams?
Women's volleyball was very good.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean that. I wasn't being...
No, it was a liberal arts school. Yeah, it wasn't...
Let's go right. Locks, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a private liberal arts school, so it wasn't any... not a lot of...
Where did they come up with the name Gorlock?
The main building of the university was at the intersection of Gore and Lockwood.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's sad.
Lockwood is a terrible
street. I'm telling you, embarrassing. Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
If that had happened to me, I might go to. I attend 116th and Broadway,
where
the fighting subway stops.
Yeah,
did you graduate?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
You have two,
I
two how long did you degrees, go? Don't you?
5 years, 2 degrees. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wouldn't know it just by
either of them worth a damn. I just
media communications in one and English in another. So,
really?
Yeah. Essentially,
you speak English. Practically.
I do. Yes.
Okay. He knows words.
Okay, big ones. He'll fly a big one by soon. What else is happening in sports?
That is a great question.
You didn't ask Godwin. Godwin, university?
Oh, Pat.
2 years, college dropout. King's College.
Oh, okay.
King's College.
What was the mascot of
King's? Did you sing the King's Link?
The Crowns? The King's Crowns?
It was
King's
a tiger.
Did you guys ever play
tiger
sports?
King? We're the Tigers. Tiger King.
Well,
Tiger
did
King.
You ever play sports against Queens College?
No. We had Wilkes down the street.
Wilkes, named after the Booth.
Yeah.
Fighting
no, Wilkes Barre.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oswald University.
Yeah, okay.
Wilkes.
What else you got?
Bobbleheads of NHL star Jaromir Jagr stolen while they were on their way to a Pittsburgh Penguin giveaway.
No kidding.
The team had intended to give the bobbleheads away to fans during last night's home game against the San Jose Sharks and said the club will give fans a voucher that will allow them
oh, boy.
Hey, pick the item up
hey,
at a
son,
later
you want to go to voucher night?
What a bummer.
You can make it into a paper airplane and heave it onto the ice.
Well, they'll get a bobblehead eventually.
Penguins executive Kevin Acklin said the club has contacted state and federal authorities to investigate the incident and find out where the bobbleheads
where
are.
Where are you going to fence a bobblehead?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, these will, individually, you could, but they will demand a pretty high price.
Really?
Yeah, folks who couldn't make the game, they're always a collectible to somebody.
Yeah,
now they'll be really collectible because whoever stole them isn't gonna.
You're right. Yeah.
You know how long it's gonna take him to get off? How many bobbleheads was it? A truck?
A truckload.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Long
That's
time.
A long.
You think
day.
They knew they were stealing bobbleheads?
One at a time. These are definitely going one at a time. Definitely going one at a time.
I think they just stole a tractor trailer and just.
And this is the bobbleheads were stolen in California. So are they made in China or something?
Probably.
I don't know.
Wow.
The bobblehead factory.
Can you imagine working in that factory?
The bobblehead
factory. You go into work and look at your fellow Chinese person and say, well, I'm making a bobblehead of another guy I've never heard of or seen.
Yeah, I don't know if hockey's... Yeah. I don't know if the NHL is that
don't
popular.
Don't you think there's probably...
Even not Jordan's.
Quite a lot of switching heads on 6 and 9.
Yeah. Even the Chinese fellow at the bobblehead factory taking the one bobblehead, lowering it to the other one and going,
around.
Homosexual encounter, blah, 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 blah. You know what's happening.
You think they did?
They're bored.
Yao Ming's bobbleheads better than everybody else's.
Oh, that'd be best. Yeah, they're going to focus on that one.
They're going to focus on Yao Ming.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of our homeboys, I believe, as they say.
Nobody. No, nobody.
You know, you can believe that they say that. They don't.
What about homeboys?
How does homeboy translate into Mandarin? I don't know. That was in the New York Times crossword, I believe, last week.
Oh, man,
I say the deep.
Get into that end zone.
In my hand, I can get it to that end zone.
Man, I'm going to go to podcast and search it. I want to listen to him talk for 4 hours.
We need to get him on the air.
We need to talk to him back.
Yeah, we do. Come on, get on that, producer, man.
Beautiful,
Randy
beautiful
Moss
accent.
Has a great career.
Man, oh, this is a Guinness World Record. Yeah.
Stupid World Record.
A man from the Czech Republic has broken the Guinness World Record for running the fastest half marathon barefoot on ice and snow.
Half marathon? Couldn't do the whole thing, big pussy.
His feet 13, were frozen.
13. Wearing only running shorts and nothing else.
Ooh.
Josef Salik braved freezing temperatures to run over 13 miles in 1 hour, 50 minutes, 42 seconds. That beats the previous record of 2 hours, 16 minutes, and 34 seconds.
So it's freezing temperatures and you're on ice.
And you're not wearing any. You're just wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And no shoes.
Why?
Yeah. And no shoes.
Well, he got into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I do not.
Are there other participants in this?
He broke a record. So
yeah. It must have been...
Okay.
Can't you just go out and run? Yeah, you know, I don't know why you're so frustrated with this story. That signifies he gave me the story. And he's trying to convince me, well, I don't know what chick's thinking reading that damn thing.
Now this says it's called the polar bear run. That'd make you run fast getting chased by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Release the bear.
I'm surprised he did it. I would have gotten cold feet.
Okay. I also need to tell you.
Yes, explain.
That's the only reason we had to do the story, so he could say that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.